Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, welcome to another edition of Sid City. It's your boy Cass. What's happening?
Here, boo.
What's up, baby? Did you happen to catch Did you have to catch the game?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay. Well, sit back. We're going to fill you in. Now, for okay. all y'all that's listening, we have a disclaimer. We here at Sin City, we do not go by what Miss Janine told us last night. Because if y'all remember at the end of the show, Miss Janine bust out and said, Derwin ain't the daddy. Janine, you've given us misinformation.
You know what? He wasn't at first. Hell.
No, he always was. All right. So now, ladies, that leads me to tonight's topic. How far would you go to get that woman out of his life? How far would you go? I mean, she went as far as to take his baby, swab his mouth. You know what I'm saying? Now, this man that told you this is his kid. He done married you. You living in the lap of luxury. Why are you still doing this? Why are you still just going and going and going? I mean, how far would you go? I mean, would you go that far? I'm gonna start with you, Janine, since you gave all that old misinformation last night. I'm gonna start with you first.
I wouldn't go that far.
You wouldn't?
No. If he say that's his child, then I'm going to have to accept that. That's who I married. She knew about the baby way before all that came on. So that was just her way of trying to get her, you know, out of their life.
Okay, well, now, let me ask you, Janine. Let me ask you a one-on-one question.
Uh-huh.
And I know you finna say something crazy, but I'm going to ask you anyway. What was the craziest thing you did to keep somebody?
Okay, like it got quiet. Look, to keep somebody?
Keep somebody. I mean, that's what she's doing, right? She's doing this to ensure that he ain't going nowhere, right?
No. I think it has something to do a little bit about jealousy. She wanted to be the first to have his child, okay? And her plans were messed up. Now, you know, yeah, she is the wife. She did marry him. But I don't think it really had to do with that. I think she's jealous. She's jealous of the fact that he had a baby and it's not her child. Even though she got everything else and they named the baby after him. So that's like, I guess that hurts even worse.
Right. My father butt in, but what's the topic? What's the story?
All right, check this out. Ooh, this big boogie.
Yeah.
Big boy, what's happening? Check this out,
what's
man.
What's going down?
We piggybacking off the game last night, man. Well, check this out. Now, what happened was, I'll make sure, man, this is like a tongue twister. Now, I'm going to make sure I get this right. Old girl, Melanie had Derwin's kid. She swabbed his
mouth.
Oh,
y'all talking about the game?
Went to go get a DNA test. Told the man that it wasn't his baby. Then they told her that it is his baby. So, I mean, that was you. Now, your wife then went after you done took care of your wife, you done did all that. And she done did some foul shit like that. What would you do?
I don't know, man. Shit.
Could you stay with her?
I don't know. I don't. If she playing it like that, I don't think so. I say fuck it.
I gotta agree with you. Cause I mean, nah, don't get me wrong. I mean, I know my baby.
I mean, the baby, all he know is you. But still, though, like you can't. You know what I'm saying? You can't do no nigga like that, though.
That's
after 2 years, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Okay.
But they said Mel be pregnant for real, though. Melanie supposed to be pregnant for real.
I understand that.
Okay. Can I say something?
Okay, mother. Now, mother, we're gonna pose this question to you. Now, you did that shit. Is you wrong for it?
Now, if you look at it like this, first of all, the girl, Janine, is going out doing everything that I'm doing. Every time I turn around, she's following up after me, buying purses just like man, going to the same hairstyle, spending money, doing all the kind of stuff that I'm doing. And she can also brag that she has your child. And the baby is light skinned, and neither one of you are. So,
Well, that's not what we're saying. Even if she had an idea or a thought that maybe that this is not his child, then she should have talked to him about it. That's what I'm saying. You don't just go behind his back and swab the baby's mouth while he ain't there.
That was bogus.
That was bogus.
But
she should have just
that was a reason. She also had a reason. She had a reason.
What reason was that?
That's what I want to know.
Did you just not hear me?
Man. That wasn't no reason, no.
She could have
just
kept
at it. She
could have
just been
like
up front with that. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I got to agree with you, big boy.
She was up front with it.
How she up front with it?
She hid that shit.
I'm talking about from the beginning. From the beginning, she was up front with it. She was up front with how she felt.
Okay. Now, once again, the question goes out. Now, I'm asking. You did this. Now, okay, butter. You did this, right?
Okay.
Don't you think I got
every right
to leave your ass?
I mean, you know what? That's a gamble that she chose. That's a gamble that she chose. I would hope that she would be given a chance to be understood.
I'm saying, what the fuck is that? I understand. You went behind my back. You swabbed my baby mouth. You come back after I told you I didn't want to know. You come back and tell me this ain't your baby. Then come to find out it is my baby.
Okay.
What?
Look.
Yeah,
he thought that wasn't his baby for real. It wasn't like she was lying to him, okay, this ain't your baby. No, they told her the same thing that she told him, that wasn't his baby. And if I knew, I don't know if I would have just blurted it out like that, but I would have told him.
I'm just saying,
he
would have
had to know.
Why keep him around that long? If you already knowing that ain't his baby. What, just because he a good person or a good dude?
I know women that do shit like that.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, that is.
And let that nigga go. I mean, shit, you held this nigga around for 2 years. He could have been doing something else. Shit, fucking with another bride.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, all right. I'm feeling you. Candy, what you think?
Now, I'm kind of not knowing what's going on. Was the baby his for real and she just told him a lie?
No.
Okay, somebody get Candy up to speed.
Basically, they broke up. Him and his wife broke up before they got married. He had a baby, and they got back together. She decided to stay with him, and they got married. 2 years later, now, she don't think this is his baby because the baby's light-skinned, and she don't appreciate the way the girl is spending money and all this other kind of stuff and all this drama. So she takes the baby, babysits the baby, gives the baby a bath, swabs the baby's mouth, and takes the DNA test, and it came back to her that the baby wasn't his. And she tells him.
Okay, wait, now, hold on. Let me make sure I'm hearing this right. So the wife is not the baby's mom.
No.
Nah.
So the wife swapped somebody else's kid?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
He need to snap on her ass.
She swapped somebody else's child, but it's her husband's child. I'm just telling you the story. It's her husband's child.
Okay. Yeah, she's just getting candy up to speed, y'all. She's just getting candy up to speed.
Okay.
So now,
it's her.
Now listen,
Candy, you following us now?
Yeah.
Okay, now, how do you feel about it?
I wouldn't go swabbing no baby's mouth because that baby, you know, didn't ask for that situation, you know. But I'd have brought it to his attention. And, I mean, if he chose to take care of that baby and it not be his, then so be it. But I wouldn't do that to that baby because he doesn't deserve that, you know. He don't deserve the situation he was in.
That's a good point. You made a good point in that. And I applaud every single man out there that's taking care of another man's child.
Yeah.
Okay. But now, okay, I understand that now. I'm just saying now, here's my thing. I mean, Y'all is women. Now, I know y'all seen the shit, and I know y'all all hollering, oh, my God, it is his baby. I know y'all mouth dropped just like Melanie did. I mean, now, seriously, what could you tell me to make me think that, you know, that y'all on the up and up?
Well, she blurted it out that it wasn't his child. Why she ain't blurted out that it was?
Right, so now,
well,
Janine,
right?
I mean, now, No, he's right.
When the girl called and told her that it was his baby, that she called and said that she messed up her paperwork and it actually is his baby. And she,
doctor's office or whoever messed the test up.
And she was telling her this.
He left the wife after this, right?
He was walking to the bedroom with tears in his eyes, and she was on the phone being told that this was his baby. So when she got off the phone, she didn't say nothing to him. She just let him go ahead and get in the bed.
Now, come on, now, y'all can't tell me this motherfucker don't need her ass whooped.
Yeah, that's dirty.
Yeah,
that's real dirty.
All right, well, now I'm going to pose
black,
a question
right?
Like this. You say what?
These folks black, right? The game is a black show, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, she getting that ass whooped. Brothers, don't play that shit. Don't. I want to come to our kids. Don't fuck with
right.
him and come to our kids.
Now, okay, I'm gonna start with Janine.
Okay.
Janine, you listening to me?
Yes.
All right, I'm Derwin. I'm crying. I'm laying in the bed. You done did this. You know what I'm saying? The phone call happened. They tell you, hey, we fucked up. That's his baby. I mean, what do you do? How do you comfort me now?
Okay, you know, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to let you speak to her, you know, so it won't just be like it's just coming from me that she did make the mistake, but, you know, whatever he do, because I got to have proof, you know what I'm saying, that it wasn't just me just saying it, you know what I'm saying, out of spite, so now I got to get proof from the girl who did the test, but it's still the fact that however he take it out on me, I'm going to have to let him do. Because I should have did it in the first place.
Right.
Okay,
damn
so now
right.
You in full agreement that you shouldn't have did that shit, right?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, that's cool. Now, Butter, what
yeah.
you going to do? What you, What you going to tell me? How you going to comfort me?
I'm going to, first of all, do the same thing. I'm going to make sure that that girl is going to tell you that it was her fault that the mistake was made.
No,
wait a minute. I said I was doing the same thing she do, and y'all finna jump down my throat. Nuh-uh. No, you not.
I'm just saying. Now you can't. I'm just letting you know. You couldn't use that. You couldn't use that on me. You couldn't tell me, but it was her fault. It was your fault. You started this shit.
Okay, I'm saying like I would have to have the same proof that she's saying that, okay, yes, I told you this, because if I tell you, okay, that this is your baby and it was a mistake, you're going to jump down my throat that I had your head spinning like that, and you're going to think that I was, you know, why would I even do something like that? I have to explain to you that it was not my fault that I had to give... had your head spinning.
How you gonna tell me it's not my fault?
Because I'm not the one that messed up the records.
But you the one that swapped the
mouth.
You the one that swapped the
mouth. How's
it not her fault?
Right.
Not understanding me.
That would have never happened. That situation.
Why are y'all not understanding me? That ain't right.
You gonna understand this with your ass when you come telling me that it was her fault. I'm sorry, you gonna man, look at her. I ain't gonna advocate.
That's not the words that's gonna come out my mouth. I'm explaining to you, not to this man. I'm telling you what.
No, okay, well, see, now that's what I'm saying. Okay, I'm Derwin. You Melanie. What you gonna tell me?
I'm gonna tell you.
I'm laying in the bed. I'm crying. I'm going crazy. I'm losing my mind. I'm like, oh, my son ain't my son. Why does God do me like this?
Because I am a manipulator. Because I'm a manipulator, then I would probably turn the conversation on me as saying, I don't know why I was so bogus for doing this, and I probably start crying and apologizing for being so nosy.
You better let that nigga on kill your ass.
By the time I get to crying and hyperventilating about to down there have a seizure, he ain't going to want to put his hands on me.
Shit. Oh, I'm
going to
finish your ass off.
Shit.
Oh, really?
That nigga going for the gusto, though. He going for the gusto.
No, he's famous. Remember this. He's famous.
Yeah, I mean, shit.
Shit, right.
They got bail money. Shit.
Look, he's just getting on. He ain't trying to mess up his career.
Man, I don't think no court in America. Right. I don't think no court in America can go convict me for temporary insanity.
Really?
Yeah.
Y'all is bogus as hell. That's all I
We bogus.
We just keep it
wild.
Yeah. That's all. We keep it from
I mean, do you not see what I'm saying, Janine?
Okay, well, check this out. Hold on, y'all. We're going to go to a song. We're going to come back.
Yeah, do that.
We gonna whoop on Butter's ass some more after this song.
Whatever.
Look what the girl did to me. She done cut me off from a good love. She told me that. Now I'm sitting here going half crazy, 'cause I know she still thinks about me too. Thank you. maybe we were moving just a little too fast. But what we've done, we can't take it back. Now I'm sitting here halfway crazy, 'cause I know she still thinks about me too.
Yo, we back, y'all. We didn't call in the waters a little bit now. All right, y'all.
Hold on, man. I got something to say. I want to know, how come you ladies don't take responsibility for y'all actions? Am I down to that question? I'm saying, okay, I'll give you a scenario. You break up, let's say your dude broke up with you, right? But you got in your mind you broke up with him because he messed up. You know what I'm saying? It's always the guy. Why is that? It's always the guy ruins a relationship. Some women don't take the responsibility of saying that, you know, I think I fucked this relationship up. But y'all gotta admit that. Why is that?
I admit it.
You actually say it was my fault we broke up. Do you tell him that later on?
Yes.
But not up front, though, huh?
Huh?
I'm saying you wouldn't tell him up front.
I have said it. Yes, I would.
He just asked you later on. You say, yeah. Quick as hell.
Oh, well, no. I was saying to him in his face. I can admit I messed up.
You think he'll take you back?
Huh?
You think he'll take you back?
I don't know if he'll take me back. That'll be a decision he'll have to make. I mean, if he don't, I would just have to understand.
Well, I think he'd be like, she.
No.
I don't understand why y'all do that kind of stuff, man. That makes no sense. If you messed up, just admit you messed up, and maybe the relationship can move on. But no, y'all always got to find a way to blame the guy. It's always his fault. Always. No matter what happened in the house.
Yes, sir.
It's his fault. Why y'all don't take responsibility?
Good goddamn question. They quiet in the motherfucker, boy.
Got nothing to say.
Boy, they breaking it. They minds went blank.
Well, I said something.
Because it's true.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm waiting if, I mean, oh, my God.
Yes.
I really don't want to make a comment because.
Go ahead. This is an open session.
I would admit it.
For the viewers. This is an open session for the viewers.
I think that I'm just basically straight up throughout the whole relationship. I say what it is I need to say for throughout the whole relationship, whatever I'm going to do or did or, and it's your choice on whether or not you're going to still be with me or not.
That has nothing to do with what we're talking about.
Yes, it do.
Why don't you take responsibility for when you fuck up? Why do you always
I'm taking responsibilities because I'm saying what I did or whatever. And if you choose to be with me after that, that's your decision.
You know you done fucked up, right? Because once you done already fucked up, you don't fuck up again. You know that,
That's what men always...
Hold on. We got a new caller. All right, hold up. All right, caller, what's happening?
What's going on, bro?
What's the business? Who this?
You got it.
Who is this?
This is Surprise Caller.
Surprise Caller?
Yeah.
What's up, baby?
What up?
Sound like you what up there.
Father Tap, I know who this is.
You say what?
Man.
I say, Father Tam, know who it is.
That's my sister, know. Y'all.
Okay.
is this Mrs. Hillard?
This is Mrs. Hillard.
What's up, baby?
What's going on?
What's up, Knox?
What's the topic tonight? Not, what y'all talking about?
All right, check this out. Big sis. Check this out. Did you watch the game last night?
Which game?
The show, the game.
On BET.
No, I didn't watch
on
it.
Okay, well, they had a situation going on that. We're going to fill you in on it. We're going to give you a quick summary of what happened. We had this one chick on there who was married to this guy, and the guy had a baby by someone else. Well, she was so insecure about the baby not being his, she went behind his back and got a DNA test for the kid. And somehow they came back and told her that the baby wasn't his. So she went back and told him that the baby's not his. Well, come to find out the baby really is his. The hospital made a mistake. The doctor's office made a mistake. So now she's stuck with a dilemma where do she tell that it's not his or do she keep this lie going? But me personally, I think that it was fucked up that she went behind that man's back and did some old bogus shit like that. What you think?
Yeah. I agree. But
so,
I think you should tell him shit. I mean, because what if the kid gets sick and needs some blood?
I feel we both should have went to the damn doctor.
Right, you should have went behind my back. But now, let me ask you. Should he forgive her? Should he A, forgive her, or should he B?
I kicked her country ass to the curb. Give her ass the devil's boot.
It depends on, you know, their relationship.
Well, I'm going to have to tell you this.
I don't think I would just leave my mate because of that, but obviously there's some insecurity somewhere.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to tell you right now. You sat there and you did this shit to me. I'm going to tell you this is all you're going to have.
Oh, so you done lost some of my money.
I'm finna tear your ass up. I'm coming like Ike Turner, goddammit. I'm finna tear your ass up.
I mean, what if the shoe was on the other foot? What if it was a woman? What if the woman was.
The shoe ain't on the other foot today. We're not finna play that game. The shoe ain't on the other foot today. The shoe. You wearing the stiletto today, baby. You wearing that stiletto today. Ain't no. We ain't changing shit today. They didn't change it on the game, and we ain't changing it on him. So don't try
it
to get
it.
Is what
it
is.
Whatever.
All right. We're gonna switch gears because it was another part of the show that kind of struck me as being fucked up, too. Now, everybody who watched the show, y'all familiar with Malik, right?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Now what happened is, I want to make sure I say this right. Malik had like a little personal valet, personal assistant. You know what I'm saying? For most of the season, he kicked him around and just talked bad about him. But the valet got up on his own, started doing his own thing, and I guess Malik didn't like what he was doing. He gained the money, helped him get up his little business. He got a little business off the ground now. He's doing his own thing, and he cool. Now, I don't know. So now, in essence, Malik slept with his girl because
I got
old boy wasn't going. What's up?
Go ahead, finish talk. Go ahead.
Now, how you going to say you want to ask a question or you want to talk, man? Now, which one you want to do?
Go ahead. I'm going to wait till you're done. I'm going to go ahead.
All right. So now, he didn't do something that Malik asked him to do. And his punishment, I guess we could say, is that Malik went and slept with his woman.
Yeah, I was just going to ask that shit.
Wait a minute. You left out a couple of details.
Well, I was just trying to give a brief summary. Well, you can fill in the rest of the details. What did I leave out?
You left out the fact that they were best friends from childhood, and he gave him money to help him do his thing, and he was drunk sloppy drunk when all of this happened.
Okay, Too deep. And he stuck that damn broomstick up. That pool stick up his ass in too deep. Now, don't you think Malik deserves a broomstick up his ass?
I'm not talking about what he deserves. I was just giving you a few other details.
Okay, I understand that. All right, I'm going to ask one of the fellas. Big boy, check it out. Your boy, he helped you get on your feet. Y'all childhood friends, y'all done did whatever. You know what I'm saying? Y'all done came up. You know what I'm saying? He helped you get on your feet. You on your feet. He asked you to do something. You didn't do it. And he feel like he got to chastise you. So he still, you know what I'm saying? He's still looking down on you. You know what I'm saying? You your own man now. You doing your own thing. Bottom line is, the motherfucker, I guess he feel like that you just going to be in debt with him forever. So, the bottom line, he fucked his old lady, right?
Yeah, he broke the code right there.
Right.
That's the ultimate rule right there. You don't never fuck your business partner, your right-hand man, girl. Yo, his main girl at that. That's even on the streets, too, with niggas. Shit.
Right. You ain't even got to be rich for that one.
Hell yeah, that's what I'm saying.
What you think, Tama?
Man, if a motherfucker that's supposed to be my friend, my boy, my ace, my partner, fuck my girl?
I guess so.
I got a question.
What's up?
Yes, ma'am.
What about her, though?
What about her?
Okay. She knew who she was when she took him home. She knew what her purpose was, to just to take him home. And when in the scene she was coming up from under the water the next day, and then when she saw him, she went right back under the water. So why is it just him. He just gloating off of fucking the girl. He was drunk. So she gave in.
I mean,
I mean, and then on top of that, did he know that that was his girl until that moment when he said, "This is my girl"?
I think he knew.
I mean, because in other scenes, you've seen it where they've had all kind of bitches around, you know, sleeping with the same chick, whatever.
We understand it was making good, but damn, you know what I'm saying?
I mean,
he knew.
He didn't know until
he
didn't know.
I think he did because he came up to his business. She worked with him.
Oh, I didn't see that.
You probably missed that part because Malik came up to the business where, you know, TT was working, where he owned. So he knew that was his girl. He knew it.
I didn't see that part.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Because he brought that girl with him. Because he was like, man, why you out here in public with her? You know that's that man's wife.
That's crazy.
No, he's not. He whooped his motherfucking ass as soon as he found out. But you know what? That shit goes on every goddamn day.
Yep.
Motherfuckers need to stop punching motherfuckers in their face. Especially when you know going in, you know. And it's supposed to be your motherfucking boy. I mean, your boy? That's a bullshit, man. That ain't no real friend.
Exactly.
And it usually takes place when the motherfucker gets locked up or something.
Right.
Damn.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's true.
Exactly.
That's true. That big boy, I gotta agree with you there. All right. now hold on. Now we got our chat room. We in the chat room. Big Buck Daddy say, let the hoe go. Hoe gonna be a hoe. Let her go. Now that's what Big Buck Daddy in the chat room say. He say let the bitch go.
Okay, really? I mean, that's
hoe gonna be a hoe.
When it's all said and done.
Well, let's do it like this. Father time. All right, run this with me, dog. All right? You with me, dog? All right. You Malik, you did it. We hypothetically speaking, because I'd whoop your ass if you knew it for real, so we hypothetically speaking. But you believe.
No, you try, but go ahead.
I didn't bring
with you. You might have a chance then, but go ahead. I'm with you.
All right. You believe. No, you did the shit. I'm going to ask you just like I asked them. What the fuck did you tell me, dog?
Wow, what would I tell? I probably wouldn't tell you.
No, I mean the same scenario. I done seen it. I came there. I seen her. You and her, which we call getting it on. I seen it. But I'm your boy. You know I'm your boy. You know I'm the only motherfucker in this world that got your back like that. I mean, what do you say to me?
I mean, I had to use the same excuse to every other man that used in the world. Man, I was drunk. That's all I can say. I was drunk, and I'm sorry, man. That's it. What else can I say?
You do know I'm going to punch you in your motherfucking mouth, right?
Like I say, hey, I'm sorry, man. I give you the first shot. You get the first one. That's all you're going to get, though.
The first one?
I fuck your girl.
Okay,
so I give you that first shot.
You say what?
If it's a lap coming behind you, you know what I'm saying? You know,
your ass sleeping off some shit like that, B. I'm just going to keep it 100 with you. Nigga
right,
going
so
for the gusto on your ass.
Right. No, so you say, okay, dog. I'm a man up. I'm going to give you the first shot.
If I fuck your girl,
it's
going to
be so much rage built up in that nigga. soon as he get his
listen,
hands on you, you coming
listen.
Out with the wrong motherfucker.
I tell you I'm sorry, okay? I tell you I'm sorry. I expect you to hit me. I want to expect that.
I'm going to tell you this. Know,
I know you. I know how you are. So I would expect that right. You know what I'm saying? But if you come back with a laugh.
Now we can settle this like you got some class, so we can get into some gangster shit.
I gave you the first one because I fucked up and messed up. I got drunk and I did something with your girl. Okay, I'm sorry. But that's all I can say. I can't take it back.
I'm just saying, you know you're going to get punched in the mouth.
I would expect that one.
Hold on now. Big Buck Daddy say, hoe going to be a hoe. If she fucks him, she going to fuck the whole crew. So I'm tossing this bitch to the side now. I'm tossing it to the side. But I'm still punching you in your mouth.
Well, like I said, I give you that first one. But if you try to come
okay.
back with another one.
You pretty much know that first one I'm going to be trying to knock your ass out.
Ain't there chips in there that you can bring in here so we can eat them?
I ain't never been knocked out, dog.
You fuck my old lady, you gonna get knocked out.
I ain't never been knocked out. Ain't gonna happen.
All right. And I'm gonna
We got somebody new. Carla, you on San City, who is this?
Hello.
Who is this?
This Pook, man. I ain't going nowhere.
Oh, that was big boy.
Yeah. On my screen, you disappeared.
Yeah, my lost signal or some shit. Yeah, it's all good.
All right, but look, we got somebody else new to the show.
Hey.
Hey, you on San City? Who is this?
Big Buck Daddy.
Big Buck Daddy.
Yes, sir.
A hoe, be a hoe. Let it go.
That
conversation right there, that's a very touchy situation.
Oh, shit is up.
It all depends how you feel about that woman. Now, if you don't give a fuck, I'm definitely not going to show it that I give a fuck. So, and, you know, I got to let it go. Why should I get locked down? Busting that whole head.
You got a point.
Preach, Pip.
That's
preach.
Big Buck Daddy.
Okay. Now, let me ask everybody on here. Let me ask you. Now, Tama. We got what? We got Tom over here. We got Big Buck Daddy. We got Big Hoop. Now, we got Bushwick in the studio. All right, my fellas, now, I heard, well, Big Buck Daddy, he obviously said, let the bitch go. I mean, honestly, now, Tom, I'm going to ask you, can you actually let her go? I mean, you done put some years in there. You put a couple of years in there. Can you actually let her go, though, man?
We got to.
She came to you and gave the whole. Okay, so what if she came to you and told you she was drunk?
Fuck it. Let her go.
I'm letting
them both go.
Yeah.
She can go and my boy can go. Fuck them both. Because he ain't my boy.
Oh.
He ain't my girl.
So, wait, what you saying? Now, if you did it, we were still boys. But if I did it, we ain't.
I'm saying, in that situation, you fuck my boy, you fuck my girl, apparently you ain't my boy because you fuck my girl. And you supposed to be my girl and you fuck my boy, apparently you ain't my girl because you fuck my boy.
All right, so what if I told you? I punched you, I told you. It's over, dog. We cool again.
Peace out.
You saying peace out what?
I'm saying, I understand if you don't want to be my boy no more, I understand. I ain't tripping.
No, I told you, if I punched you,
I feel your pain.
I punched you, if I punched you and I said we boys again.
Oh, and we boys again?
Yeah, we cool now. I just had to knock the shit out of you.
Oh, yeah, but, you got a problem with it. I ain't got a problem with it.
Oh, okay. But I mean, now, but now, could you do the same thing?
Hell no. No, I wouldn't. I ain't got no love
for you. So you couldn't do the same thing? Oh, okay. I kind of figured that. All right, okay, well, we're going to do it like this. We're gonna move on, cuz. Wait a minute. Hold
actually,
on.
Let's go ahead and bring out this chronicle right quick, man. We got a new chronicle. I thought you wanted to move on.
Now, I was trying to lead up to it, man. You're so impatient now. Damn, what is wrong with you?
You can't let's move on. I'm trying to move on. Go ahead, man.
No, I don't want to do my thing now. You introduced that goddamn. No, I'm just playing. Hey, y'all, check it out. My boy, Father Time, he put it down this week on this chronicle, man. So y'all check it out. Kick back, enjoy. Check out, see what y'all think about it. Go ahead, Time. Hit it off.
All right.
Fuck you and fuck
off. Father Time, and this is my chronicle. I come in the door today. Before my very eyes, I see a pretty brown skinny girl sitting on my couch. I'm like, yo, who is this? So, you know, I do the cordial thing. I'm like, yo, what's up? How you doing? My name's Father Time. What's your name? She said her name was Ebony. I'm like, okay, so you must be here with my homeboy then, huh? She said, yeah. I said, where he at? She's like, here, went to the bathroom. So, you know, I sit there. I make a little small conversation with her, you know. Just to get to know her, see what type of person she was, you know what I mean? And, you know, here come my guy, rolling up out the bathroom, like, yo, what up, dog? I'm like, what's up, man? He was like, yo, you meet Ebony, huh? I said, yeah, man, Ebony, she seemed pretty cool to me, dog. She seemed like a nice girl. Ain't that right, girl? She cracked a little smile, and I get up, you know, lead them to their little thing, you know, let them get to know each other, whatever they doing, you know what I'm saying? Basically, I'm just excusing myself from the situation. So as I leave, I look at my boy and I'm like, yo, T-Rex dog? He's like, I don't know yet, man. I'll let you know. So I'm walking away and I hear ask my boy, what does T-Rex mean? And I hear him get out a little chuckle. You know, that's a little inside thing amongst the home. If she T-Rex, that means she down for whatever. So I roll into the bedroom, get ready to get into my Sin City mode, get ready for the next show, right? So when I get into my Sin City mode, you know, I got to bump my boy Kelly, right? So I pop in that 12 play, bumping that Sex Me, right? One of my favorite songs, by the way. I got my laptop, I'm laying in the bed with the laptop, getting some stuff down, getting ready for Sin City, you know, that's what's hot. SinCity.Spruce.com, y'all. Y'all check that site out. But anyway, I'm rolling, chilling, doing my thing. I hear a knock on my door, so I'm thinking, you know, it must be the homie. So I'm like, you know, come on in. And before I knew it, I look up, and I see this pretty brown woman, butt-ass neck, standing in my doorway, y'all. I'm like, damn. She smiled and said, yeah, I'm T-Rex. What's up? I'm like, shit, what's up? She said, why don't you put that laptop up? I closed the laptop, you know, tell me to lay down on the bed on my back. I'm like, whoa. She stood at the foot of my bed, looking good as hell. Pretty brown skin, big ass titties, nice ass hips, pussy nice and trim. I'm like, damn. So she started at my feet, working her way all the way up, slide that titties across my leg, closer to my waist. She brush up against my hard dick and be like, damn, I see somebody ready. Like, shit, girl, I was ready as soon as I saw you. Come up, rub her teeth up against my chest, start kissing on my neck. Got my eyes closed, like, damn, this is nice. I take a peek out the side of my eyes, and I see my boy standing at the door. Butt ass naked, right? So I motion to him, like, come on in, dog. You know what I'm saying? He come in, he get in the bed, next to her. She's still kissing on my neck. Rubbing on her ass, smacking her ass. I like it rough. I'm like, oh yeah, we don't give it to you, bro. So she roll off of me, right? Start giving my voice through like some fire ass head, right? I stand up, pull my shorts off, take my t-shirt off, get back in the bed. She starts sucking his dick. Now she's sucking his dick. Now I commence to look at that pussy from the back. Next thing I know, I just put the finger in her asshole. Her reaction, she liked that shit. So I kept going with it. Now we in this position. Like the next 7-8 minutes, I get up off the pussy, she get up off his dick. Now she sitting on the edge of the bed, I'm standing on the floor, and she go, now she's sucking my dick. My boy's like, man, that head is fire. I'm like, yeah, I know, I'm feeling it. And both my hands on top of her head, I'm watching my dick disappear in her mouth. I'm like, yeah, get it, girl, get it, girl. I'm like, yeah, girl, get it. And then I know my boy getting on side of me, slapping his dick on her face. And now she's sucking my dick, sucking his dick. She's sucking his dick, sucking my dick. I'm like, yeah, we got a true-ass play on our head. And start to fuck. After getting my dick sucked another 10 minutes, I pull her to the foot of the bed, kind of lay on my back, take her legs and put them straight up in the air, slide up in that pussy. And my boy just started her throat, stuck his dick right back in her mouth. He sucked in his dick. Now I'm in that pussy hard. I got her legs straight over my shoulder. I'm going all in, giving everything I got. Trying to break up my fucking back. Getting that pussy as hard as I could. I tap him on the back and let him know it's time to switch. He lays on his back. She straddles him. Guess where I'm going, y'all? Yep, you guessed it. Double penetration. She's sitting back, hollering. I'm like, damn, I hope the neighbors ain't listening. Cause she can't holler at y'all. Being the pussy. Being the ass. Both banging out. She couldn't do nothing but hollering at us. She was enjoying every minute of it. Next thing you know, I feel myself climax. I don't want to come out. Oh! There it go. 30 seconds later, he busts. Now all three of us laying in the bed. She in between us both. Saying, damn, y'all fucked the shit out of me. We got to do this shit again. Like anytime, baby girl. Anytime. This is Father Time. And that's one of my mini chronicles. Peace.
Yo, what's up? What's up? Alright, y'all. Dude. Back out. Y'all see Father Time, he ain't put his chronicles down, y'all. Y'all, you know, he's trying to raise the stick up on me, y'all. I think I'm gonna have to get loose on him. He's trying to raise a little measure stick up on me. What y'all think? Hello, ladies, any ladies? Butter.
I have no comment.
Your name?
What?
Was it that horrible?
Oh, what?
Hey, what's up? What you think?
I liked it.
Okay.
What?
Hey, man. What's going on, man?
What's up, dog?
Okay, so I mean, we gotta raise the stakes a little bit. We gotta raise the stakes. Oh, hold on. We got Felicia. Felicia, what's up, baby?
Hey, what's up?
What's going on?
You know, I'm gonna get on his ass.
You gonna get on his ass?
Yeah. When did y'all put on the condoms, Father Time?
Damn, Tommy, they say you out there raw dogging.
Mm, mm, mm.
Timer, timer. Sprinkle me.
Papa, now I know you ain't from left Felicia.
Always
get, gotta get at
be
you.
One, man. Always gotta be one.
I was just wondering, you know, I was just wondering, that's all.
Well, I didn't think I had to include that.
Well, you should have.
Next time I will.
Okay.
My bad.
Hey, well, take this out, y'all. Y'all know.
I fucked up.
Damn. Who is you?
You say what not, dog?
I say nobody right, like my condo. My feelings is hurt.
It was interesting. It was very interesting.
Yes, it was interesting.
Well, hey, Big Buck Daddy said
it was all right. It was all right. It was good.
Why you say it was fucked up, man?
But Big Buck Daddy, man. Big Buck Daddy said I was fucked up, man.
Damn.
Hey, check this out, y'all. Y'all know what we got going. I don't know if y'all been on the page yet, but y'all know we got the sexy pic contest. You know what I'm saying? I ain't seen nobody put no pics up yet. What's going on? You know, February 1st. That's right. Don't be scared. February 1st, last day. Y'all know what we're doing. $100 to the winner now. Come on, what y'all gonna do?
Get that $100.
What y'all gonna do now? Come on now, Janine. You ready?
You know I'm ready. I'm just waiting on my photographer.
Now you know what? I just got me a brand new camera. So check it out. Hey, you set a date. I will be your photographer.
Oh, really?
That's right. I will be your personal photographer.
And assistant. It's assistant right here, damn it.
If this boy said he'd be my assistant. Before you say he'd be my assistant. We're going to make a magic moment.
I got all the angles.
You got all the angles, dog. Okay, check this out. We already see you right here, man. D, what's cracking, dog?
What's up, dude?
What's going on with you, man?
I'm chilling, man. I'm just a little tired tonight, man. But I had to get on here, my boy's Chronicle, man. I thought it was straight, man. So y'all standards, everybody must have lifted their standards up big time, huh?
Well, that's my man. I feel like I got to step my game up next week now. So, I mean, you know how that go. I mean, what's been going on with you, dog?
Shit, man, I've been running around with my little lady friend.
We're working around with your little lady friend. Well, check this out, man. You know, we had a topic going on tonight, man, and I'm going to try to see how you feel about it.
What?
Now, we're talking about the guy. I mean, we're talking about the show, The Game. Now, in the show, we had the guy Malik. He slept with his boy's woman. So overall, right. I mean, could you find it in your heart to forgive your boy for some shit like that? I mean, he came to you and said he was drunk.
Man.
And it happened.
And that's supposed to be my boy?
No.
Nah, man. Uh-huh. First of all, man, he's supposed to be my guy, right? So he's going to sleep with my woman, he's going to say he's drunk. No, that's fucked up, man. No, I can't forget my boy, man. I, man, first of all, it'd be drama because I'd be pissed at her and him. Fuck that.
Okay, so in other words, what you're feeling is...
Yes, they deserve to die, and I hope they burn in hell!
Exactly. Exactly. And don't let me walk in on them, right?
that's a fucked up situation. But check this out, y'all. Y'all know every Wednesday I always ask this question. Your name?
Yes.
What you do this weekend? What excitement happened?
What excitement?
Yeah, you always got a story for me. Every Wednesday you got some type of story for me.
Yeah, if not, shit, you single. Shit.
Big Pookie trying to make a store.
Who is that even talking? I don't even know who that is.
Yeah.
No,
let's find out.
Oh, well, I...
mm-hmm.
And when is that supposed to happen?
Oh,
never. You free this weekend?
Well, I'm free every weekend. I don't work a weekend.
I would now. Well, after this, after you say what you're going to say, shit, pass that number. We can see.
Well, now, big boy, we gotta tell you like we tell everybody else. You gotta get in the room, man. You gotta get in SinCity.Spruce.com. You gotta make your page, man.
I understand Sin City rules, man. I'm a bad batter rules.
Okay. So bad rules. That's all we ask, player. That's all we ask. Okay, now you know what? You know, something we ain't did in a while. We ain't asked everybody what was on their mind. So we're gonna start with Candy. Candy, what's on your mind tonight, babe?
Oh, nothing really. Not tonight.
Nothing at all.
Nothing at all. I'm good.
Gee golly.
Okay. Bottom, what's up with you, baby? What you got for me? What's going on in your world?
Right now, in my world, I'm taking a hot bath.
Damn, I can hit the water in the back.
Drinking off some Moscato.
Okay.
Enjoying myself.
You want to have another glass, would you?
I have a whole set.
Yeah, pass that shit on, man.
Yeah.
Wow, she got the water sound and all extra.
I can hear the water dripping in the background.
Damn, brother.
You got anybody to wash your back?
No, I don't.
Damn.
I'm limber, though. I can do it.
Damn, you that flexible?
Yes, I am.
Wow.
Like butter, baby.
Hold on, y'all. D.
What?
I hear you talking real slick now. So this is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna try this one. Let's see what this works.
He is a mess.
Hold on now. I'm gonna let D say a sweet nothing to you. See what happens. Well, yeah,
right.
D, go for yours.
All right, there, dude. So, hey, brother, check this out. I'm coming over to the crib, right? You're already in the bathtub. I can hear the water in the background, right?
Yeah.
You're sounding all sexy and stuff, right?
Yeah.
So, the door's already unlocked, right?
Open for you.
Yeah, so I walk in, and as I walk in, I start getting undressed already, right?
Yeah.
Getting naked, right? So then I walk through the bathroom, I walk around the corner, right? Let me ask you a question. You got a bunch of suds in the bathtub right now?
Bubbles everywhere.
Huh?
Bubbles everywhere.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
So what I'm doing, I'm going to slide up in the bathtub with you, right?
Yeah.
And then we're going to count if it's in that phone. I'm sure it's in that phone. We'll make phone. I'm going to try to lock my legs around yours so you're sitting across from me. And I'm going to try to inspect your body real quick. You know, I never seen you before, right?
Right.
But my first move, though, I kind of rub your arms, grab your hands, and, you know, start rubbing up and down your arms and rubbing your thighs. And kind of nibble on your ear a little bit, right? And I'm going to ask you if that feels good. What you going to tell me?
Yeah.
So then we kind of start licking some of those suds and that water off your neck, right? You have that sex in the water, brother?
I love it.
You do?
I love it.
Yeah, so what I'm going to do is just start kissing all over you and kind of grab your lips. I'm going to lock my lips around yours. And then I'm going to take my arms and grab those hips and start pulling you towards my unit.
Your
is that okay? Yeah, my unit. Is that okay?
Okay.
Huh?
Okay.
And then I guess the next thing that happened, what if something just magically kind of fit up in there?
Considering that I don't know you, never met you.
But you're already in the mood, though.
I'm already in the mood, though.
Yeah, you're already in the mood. I'm in the bathtub with you already.
Easily.
Huh? So you're not, you know damn well I'm in the tub with you. You're not going to put that in there.
Hypothetically, if there was a world, that I couldn't catch anything from you, then continue.
Okay, hypothetically, right?
Right.
But we just start making love in the bathtub, girl. Bottom line, right?
Uh-huh.
And then you know how you start making love in the bathtub. You know how I'm finishing the bathtub, right?
Right.
But we gotta get out. And dry off, right? And while you're drying off, man, I'm twirling you around. I'm looking at every part of your body. I'm looking at that ass. I'm looking at your titties, right?
Right.
I'm getting more excited now, right?
Right.
You're about to show me where your bedroom is at, right?
Uh-huh.
But now you're smelling all, like, bubbles and shit and whatever fragrance you have in your body. You're smelling good as hell right now.
Right.
So now we know we both clean, right? We just got the bathtub, right?
Right.
So you know what I do for you, brother? Straight up. Yeah, show me where your bedroom is at. And then I'm going to lay you down on your back, right?
Okay.
And start messing with you in between your thighs.
Okay.
Right? Brother, let me ask you a question. Say you don't know me, right?
I don't know you.
But you let me lick your pussy, right?
Right.
Huh?
Commence the licking.
Nah, I'll lick it right before you get ready to come, girl.
Really?
Yeah, right before you get ready to come.
Oh, okay.
But then I come up from there, and then I want to kiss you so you can taste your own pussy.
Really?
Uh-huh. And then I'm gonna have you slap my dick inside of you.
Y'all gonna get us kicked off that with this old hot shit.
God damn it, what the hell going on?
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Get us kicked off the air. FCC already on our ass and fucking with y'all. Boy, goddamn.
You a man.
Goddamn, goddamn.
I wouldn't think about none of the boy that water.
Wait, I see you calling.
What's good? What's good?
What's going on, man?
Shit, just chilling. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, look. Before you ask him a question, hey, dog, let me ask you a question, man.
What up, dog?
You remember that little incident we had a few years back from his mama's house?
Well,
let it go, man.
You said what?
That incident.
What
remember
incident?
That incident with the Doritos.
I didn't hear you.
Let it go, man. Let it go. Come on.
No, man. I ain't letting it go, man. I want to know.
You
can you hear me, man?
Let that go.
What did you say? Let him speak.
All right. Then. Do you remember the incident that me and you had with the Doritos?
The Doritos.
Back. In the God project.
Damn. Okay.
We
damn.
Sure you fucking remember. Don't worry about it. You can't answer my damn question because you can't remember.
Hell no! Do you know how many years ago that was?
We was 19. Let it go, Tama. Let it go. Man. We was 19 years old.
God
you don't
damn!
Remember for real, man.
Go ahead. Yeah, I remember. Go ahead.
No, you don't know, man. Fuck it.
Damn, man. So what you got to say?
Fuck all y'all bitches.
I said, say what you had to say.
Fuck all
y'all.
I enjoy that.
I love you, man.
Thing.
I love you.
I enjoy that. Thing.
Y'all done pissed off all the time.
I don't like your jerk off
man. That's my nigga, man.
I can't believe you did that, man. I'm totally just, I can't believe you even brought that up, dog.
19, goddamn, we was 19.
Yeah, we 19 years old, man.
Motherfucker, I can barely remember that today. Shit.
I can't believe you brought that up, dog.
Shit.
Damn, I like what?
And kiss my ass.
I ain't fucking bald. You mad at me on some Doritos, man? I get your bag of Doritos, dog.
I never liked you anyway. Motherfucker.
Hell, you already bought a bag of Doritos. I don't know what the fuck you still mad about. Shit.
I get you back. What you want, the spicy ones, man? I get you the spicy Doritos.
What, son of a bitch.
What you just could eat one?
You son of a motherless goat.
Damn, he just bounced your knee. Damn.
You pump that duck up. Nut-nosed, English, giant, twerp, scumbag, fuck-faced, dickhead, asshole.
Damn. So all y'all don't know, now y'all see why I'm the one you love to hate. You see what I go through?
I ain't got no love for you, dog. You my boy, man. You always be my dog, man.
Always.
All right, so check this out, man. What we got in the, everybody coming in the chat room, man. Y'all been killing me in that chat room, man. Y'all don't want to come in. Y'all want to kick it. Oh, man, I got to tell y'all. Felicia turned the camera on. The Rev turned the camera on.
Okay, what? And?
I finished, Rev. So, and was looking mighty good, might I add.
Oh, thank you.
Calm down, slow your roll, see?
Now y'all be picking with me too much. I'm feeling like weak now.
No, man, I'm just saying, come on, y'all. Come on, we're trying to build this chat room thing up. We want to have fun. We don't want the night to end at 10 o'clock.
Damn right.
And like I said, once again, y'all, sincity.spruce.com. We trying to get that in. We trying to get them sexy pics and do whatever we can. You do whatever we can, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, $100 to the winner. How easy is it to pick up $100 just to show how sexy you are? I mean, I ain't understanding.
And you know what, though? You know the kick is? Y'all can take that $100 and buy you some thongs or a T-shirt or some drawers. Some mugs,
some buttons.
Check out our
store,
y'all.
Damn, I hear that water.
Uh-oh. All right, so now what? We finna jump in the chat room now or something? Because I hear water. I hear water. And that's what water is.
I can't get on the chat room tonight.
What you mean you can't get on the chat room tonight?
I mean, you know, right now my computer is dead and it's in the bathroom with me. I'm in the bathtub. So when I get out, you know what I'm saying, I gotta make sure the rest of the house is taken care of. So if y'all still on when I get done, then hey, I'll be on.
Yeah, I doubt it.
Yeah.
All right, but check this out, man. Like I said, we need to have a little fun tonight, man. So I want to do something that's kind of off the wall. Now, I'm gonna take. Can't. I'm gonna try something here. And Father Time, I hope you don't get too upset about it.
Amen. So.
Oh, right, guys.
I'll say something I thought would be kind of fun for the show, man. It was a fill in the blank. All right. If you had me in your room, laying across your bed, what would you do? We got to fill in the blank. Now, what would you do?
You were
butt naked?
What?
If that's what you want me to be.
Well, I would take advantage of you.
You serious?
Oh, wow. You know what, man? I can't even finish the rest of this. You mean the sexiest thing you can say is, I'll take advantage of that. Are you serious?
Yeah, I got a child sitting here.
Wow, and you and Father Time made that a last take, huh?
No.
Okay, well, I'm gonna do something else different, because Candy, I'm gonna switch gears. I'm gonna do something real, just off the wall. Hey, caller 219-201. I'm not gonna say your last four digits.
Oh, my God.
Hi. Hey, Carla. How you doing?
Fine. Yeah.
Why didn't you press one? You didn't want to talk to us?
I didn't press one.
No, you didn't. You just been sitting here eavesdropping.
Oh. Okay.
What you doing?
You called me out.
What you doing?
Laying in my bed.
Oh, you laying in your bed listening to me, huh?
Yeah.
Shit, I want to lay down. I ain't sugarcoating shit.
I'm listening to Keith Sweat.
Oh, man.
Listening to Keith Sweat.
My body all over your body, huh?
Carla, well, I mean, all right, tonight, all right, so you laying in the bed listening to Keith Sweat, right?
Yeah.
So that means you feeling kind of sexy, right?
Man, she ain't got shit on, man. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Hey. Hold on, big boy. Let me just finish the question. Feeling kind of sexy, right?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm feeling sexy.
All right, so what's your plans for tonight?
I'm probably playing with my toy.
Play with your who?
Toy.
Play with your toys?
Yeah.
How many you got?
Two.
Do
you
play with
both
on the night?
Yeah.
Damn. Can I hold
them there
for you?
Okay. Now check this out. We're having this sexy pig contest. Matter of fact, what's your name?
I don't want to give my name.
No. Okay.
You can give an alias, baby.
Chocolate.
Okay, chocolate. Well, we having this sexy pig contest, all right? $100 to the winner. SinCity.Spruce.com. Tell your friends. And they want to get make a quick $100. All they got to do is send their picture in and see the sexiest one, get the money. Now, I mean, you can send your pictures in with you and your toys. Or are you too shy?
Fine, sir.
Oh, so
I'll send it right now.
That's good.
You're sitting right now.
That's what it do. That's what it do.
Okay, well, we expect to see that.
You got a page up already?
Where you at? Where is you at? We're going to put this shit to the end right now.
You don't even know if she like men or women. You don't know.
Well,
I'm just
like
talking
men.
Before.
That's a good question. So what you like?
Men.
Oh, okay.
I never tried a woman.
Really?
You willing?
Huh? Man, I said, oh, really? What woman said, oh, really?
You willing to try one?
Am I willing?
Yeah.
No. I want to try a threesome. I never did before.
Yeah, that's experiencing a woman, really.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, butter.
What?
You cut it out. All right, cut it out. You always try to cut yourself in. We cutting you out of this.
It's better than mysterious faces. Is that right?
I didn't say nothing.
Okay, well, somebody said, is that right? I heard that shit.
Since we winding down, y'all, we winding down. We count to the last 2 minutes. Chocolate. We in the chat room, sincity.spruce.com. You feeling sexy? You welcome to come in there tonight.
Oh yeah.
All right. Now remember that sincity.spruce.com. SPRUZ. All right.
TZ baby, TZ.
Why did you say TZ?
Because that's how you spell it, P-R-U-P-S-P-U-R-T-Z.
No,
that ain't how you spell it.
It ain't.
No,
P-R-U-T-Z.
Ain't no T in it.
Hell no, ain't no T in it. You know what you did? You know what? All right, check it out, y'all. All right, y'all, let's get to the chat room, y'all. Hey, Tom.
I could have sworn it was a T. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Who showed
this? All right, y'all. We out, man. We out of time, man. All right, y'all.
All right, y'all.
We're in the chat room tonight, y'all.
Please check us in the chat room, y'all.